The winner is me, because I look apparently
like Chris Evans.
Like Chris Evans.
A brawl is surely brewing. And begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of And the Winner Is. We are your hosts. I'm Joey.
And I'm Jen. And this is a podcast about things that we like.
And today's episode is all about your celebrity crush. But with a twist, we're going to attempt to name each other's celebrity crush.
Yeah, because it's not as fun just to like make your own list and then like maybe make your significant other feel bad that you're not any of these people. So it's more fun to put yourself in their shoes and think, which celebrity would I crush on if I were of the opposite sex?
I do think that's right. I think I've got a pretty good list here. Do you want to just go I don't think we have to alternate. I think we could just go.
Oh no, we're alternating.
We are alternating. Okay.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we each made a list of celebrities we think the other person would have on their list. So we'll go through those and then we can say.
Then we'll reveal.
Then we'll do the big reveal
at
the end.
Our actual list.
Or if you say someone who is on my list, should I acknowledge that?
Definitely.
Question. Are dead celebrities okay? Or do they have to be alive?
I didn't include any, but they can be if you want them to be.
Okay, because I have a list of 7 right now.
Oh, sure.
And then, but 2 of them are dead, so okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, you could go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, then distract while I fix this.
Oh, okay. My first celebrity crush, I think, was Cameron Diaz from The Mask and Something About Mary. Oh, man.
Yeah.
She was just so good in those. So that was my first celebrity crush.
Ever in life?
I think ever in life, although I got to give a shout out to Meg Ryan, 1994, You've Got Mail. Big fan there.
You want to know what mine was?
Well, hold on.
Oh.
Then I eventually transitioned, like probably many other men my age, once I saw the original Transformers. I mean, that was like, I was 17 or 18 or something like that.
The original as in the one with Shia LaBeouf.
Exactly. So not the original at all.
The original live action.
The original live action. Megan Fox was then my...
She looks really good in that movie.
My celeb crush.
She still looks good. She did some work to her face, but she's still very beautiful,
I think.
She's
still very beautiful. Anyway, she's not on my list now, but those were kind of my top two for the longest time. They held the number one spot. The coveted Joey Starkey celeb crush number one spot.
Yeah,
that all the actresses are going for.
I don't know about you, but I felt like this was particularly challenging for me. It was easy for me to make a list for you, mm-hmm. but it was harder to make a list for me because something has changed in like, I wasn't trying to be 100% about like who I think is the most attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
Because a lot of the people that I find attractive are not nice people.
Yeah.
Or they're super boring or they're condescending or they're gross.
Agreed.
So it was very difficult. And some people, I'm not really sure what their personalities are like. So if you know, you'll have to tell me. But my original crush, as long as we're talking about them, was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh my gosh.
From the Home Improvement days, specifically the episode where you thought he was going to die.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All the girls who are in their late 20s, early 30s, know exactly what I'm talking about.
I feel like all the girls I remember were in love with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio, like Titanic time.
Exactly.
That was a time.
I remember being so angry at the time at Leonardo DiCaprio, not understanding why, but just being so mad that all the girls around me loved Leonardo DiCaprio.
Had a crush on him.
And now I'm such a huge Leo fan. Like, basically, and then I saw his movies, and I was like, oh, this guy is so awesome.
Yeah, we weren't into him for his movies. It was his hair.
His hair? Did he have, was he?
He had good hair.
He had good hair?
In Titanic.
Okay.
It was, like, long and, like, kind of, like, flipped in the wind.
Oh, nice.
I also
flipped in the wind.
Was really into AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
He was my favorite because he was the bad boy.
Yeah.
I always liked the bad ones.
Okay, cool. Well, do you want to start us off?
I do not.
Okay. I will start us off. I actually have 6 because I thought of the last one at the last minute here.
Okay.
So I'll start with the one that I'm pretty confident is on your list. Enrique Iglesias.
He's not on my list.
What? He's the one that I added last minute, like 30 seconds before we went on. I was like, oh he's definitely on our list.
Nope. Nope. I think Enrique Iglesias is super attractive and very talented, but he does not seem like the type of person that I would want to spend any amount of time with.
Well, no, agreed. But he's, I mean, he's Enrique.
I'd rather hang out with Pitbull.
Well, you'd rather hang out with Pitbull, but this is celebrity crushes here we're talking about.
Am I crushing on Enrique? Are you See, this is what's so hard.
Are you going to crush on Pitbull? Or are you crushing on Enrique?
I'm not crushing on Pitbull, right, that's exactly. For sure.
You're not crushing on Pitbull. Let's wait. Can at least establish
Could
that.
Could I say I'm crushing on Enrique?
Okay, you're not crushing on, you're just lusting on.
I'm not really lusting on him either.
Okay, yeah, Enrique's out. I strike one.
He's attractive.
Okay, well, strike one for
me. Okay, all right. So, I actually made a top five for you.
Great.
So, my number five, I don't think that she actually made your list, but I think she should have.
Oh, okay.
And her name is Naomi Scott.
Nope.
She was Jasmine in the new Aladdin.
Ooh, I do
and
love.
And you said multiple times, ooh, I'm really liking this Jasmine. Ooh, loving this Jasmine. Ooh, do you hear her singing voice? Do you see her face? I'm really liking this Jasmine.
Do you see her face?
Yeah,
Are you seeing the same movie I'm seeing?
Yeah, and I was like, I am, and I agree with you. Also, she has a British accent in real life.
Oh, come on now.
You might enjoy that.
I do enjoy that.
So she's not on your list.
She's not on my list, but she could be.
But she should have been. That's why I put her at number five, because I wasn't confident that you would remember her.
Yeah, no, I like that.
But yeah, you love her.
I do love her.
You're lusting.
Oh, okay. So, I did actually put together six, though. So, Enrique was my last second ad. I will start with my original number five, which was David Beckham.
Oh, David Beckham. That's a good one. I didn't think of him.
So, and I put him there because he's a man of many faces and looks.
True.
Right? He's the guy that can pull off anything. Ponytail, faux hawk, undercut, preppy look, spiked, bleach tips, the coif, the full beard, the goatee, athlete look, preppy style.
Yeah, anything. And he's got a very charming smile.
Oh my gosh, he's a charmer.
Mm-hmm. And he's married to someone that I really love.
Exactly.
Who I think I could, I mean, I am no Victoria Beckham, but I could swap out for her if...
In what scenario are you even talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, so that sounds like he could have made your list, but he just didn't.
I mean, I'm as talented as a musician as she is.
That's true.
So...
That's true.
Yeah, he did not make my list. But okay. He could have.
But he could have. Okay.
Okay. My number four for you, I'm pretty confident, is on your list.
Mm, okay.
Keira
Knightley. Okay. So, you know, I have a list of four here.
Wait, you don't even have five?
I have a list of four and then four runners up that I couldn't decide who would get my number five spot. Keira Knightley is one of those four.
You love Keira Knightley.
I love.
You talk about Keira Knightley all the time.
Do I? All the time.
Well, not all the time, but. You really like her.
I do really like her.
You think that she's very smart and articulate.
I do.
And beautiful.
I do.
You always talk about that. You're always like, oh, Keira.
Okay, Keira can have my number five spot.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
I've got nothing else.
Okay. My guess for your number four is Jude Law.
Oh, okay. I waffled back and forth with Jude Law.
It's the accent.
Yep.
I think you love the accent, or I would guess you do. Phenomenal actor, but he also has a very angular face and a gentle face, right? Strong cheekbones, strong jawline, but he's got like a thin upper lip and very boyish eyes. Mm-hmm. And I think you like a certain element to pretty men. And
I love pretty men.
And yes. Jude Law fits that category of pretty men.
Okay, you have convinced me. I also think Jude Law seems like a really nice person.
Yeah, he does. He does seem like a great guy.
And he also seems like he does some good in the world. So, okay, Jude Law, he makes my list.
Yes, okay. And I'm counting David Beckham not as a strike, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yep. Okay. Your number three is Camila Cabello.
She is on my list.
Yes.
Yep.
Of course she is. She speaks Spanish, mm-hmm. which you like.
I do.
She's super funny and goofy.
Yes.
Which you really like.
Ooh, I really like that.
Because she's super beautiful and super talented, but she's very down to earth, mm-hmm. which you can get down with.
Yep.
And she's super cute, too. Yeah. And, like, she just seems so grateful for what she has. Like, whenever she's on a late night show, mm-hmm. she comes on and she, like, kind of, like, scrunches up her face and, like, does, like, weird things with her body to, yes. like, show how, like, happy she is to be there.
Yes.
And it's just so
Oh, I just love that. It's
authentic.
So charming. It is authentic. What do you remember the first time? Do you remember the first time of my experience of Camila? No, do you?
Probably watching that work music video.
That's the video. That's what I'm trying to talk about.
You were like, who is that?
Who is this? This person is, I'm about this person.
Back
She's got
when
the,
Camila was in Fifth Harmony.
Holy smoke. She's got the green bodysuit.
Oh, I don't remember that part. Yeah, okay. Like the workman's suit?
No, it's like a green, what are those called? Where it's like a bikini, green bodysuit. Yeah, it's a green bodysuit and like the shorts and stuff. Oh, come on. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember the same way you did, but I remember you when no, you sure saw you don't. It, you like had a heart attack.
Yeah,
you were like who Enrique is this Iglesias person style. And I must know. Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting confused with the numbering here, so I'm just going to name another name.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman made my list.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hugh Jackman has it all, but you go for it.
Yeah, I thought well, it's because he's got it all. Obviously huge, obviously jacked, and he's obviously a man. But not only is he a man, he's a charming man. He's on the edge of what I would call a pretty man, because he's not pretty, but he's mm-hmm. also not... He's right in that sweet spot where yeah. he's so charming and he can sing and he can dance, but he's also just, he's Wolverine and he's got, yeah. he's hairy and he's just a man.
He's got it going on.
Yeah.
So I just want to amend something that you just said. You said he's huge. Like, I'm not into that.
I know. Like, I was just, okay. It was a play on words.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I know it was, but I just want everyone to know that I am not
officially
into like really large muscles.
So it's funny that you say that because I have a list at the bottom of names that I think would make a lot of people's lists, but didn't make yours specifically for that reason.
Okay.
Which includes Zac Efron and yep. Dwayne Johnson.
Yep. Zac Efron is like, if I were picking people more my age, I would have chosen Zac Efron versus Hugh Jackman because they're very similar. Mm-hmm. They both can sing, they both can dance, and they're both super charming and funny.
Yeah.
But Hugh Jackman is more my type because he's not as tan.
Yeah.
And he just seems a little bit more down to earth and more my type.
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, you're doing pretty good here.
Thank you.
Okay. My number two for you is Alexandra Daddario.
She is also on my list.
Yes.
In my number two spot.
So she has these very beautiful blue eyes that you can basically drown in.
Yes.
I would describe them. She also has a nice bod.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Very nice assets.
Yeah, she sure does.
Yes.
She's super beautiful and super bubbly, and she has a very charming smile, too.
Oh, man, it's so disarming. Yeah. She's the type of person...
disarming.
It is disarming. She's absolutely the type of person, you know, you're going to your buddy's house, you open the door, she comes to the door...
and she walks in slow-mo.
And she, and it's the slow-mo sequence, and she's like, hey, and you're... You just,
and you're looking who like are a you? Loser.
My name's Alex, Joey, what's yours? You know, you, oh man.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yep. And she seems like the type of person that doesn't take herself too seriously.
Yeah.
Either. Yeah. I hope this is true. These are just all of my fake impressions of these people. but if that's not who they really are, they're doing a good job of hiding it.
All right. I got nothing to add to that. Okay, your number two, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto is on my list.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a pretty man. He's the pretty man. But here's the thing about Jared Leto. Not only is he a pretty man, but he's also very outdoorsy.
He is? Oh, yeah. So. He is a rock climber.
He's a rock climber. He loves to be outside. Singer. He's a phenomenal actor. Granted, a phenomenal singer, too. But I would say, even though he may be on your celeb crush list, mm-hmm. I think he'd be a bad match for you.
Because let me hear why.
He's too ethereal.
What do you mean?
He's too spacey. he would be the person at dinner that you bring up. You just want to have a conversation about Disney Plus, and you just say, "Oh, has anybody seen the new Lady and the Tramp?" And he would bring up. He'd say something to the effect of like, "Well, what really is a tramp?"
Oh
like,
my God, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? That would
he
be him.
Would be he, like a weekend thing. Like, we wouldn't be, like, in a long-term relationship. Sure. It would be, like, that one time I hung out with Jared Leto for the weekend and decided I couldn't stand him.
That's exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you could not stand him.
He's a very pretty man, super talented. I remember when I saw him perform at the Myth nightclub, I was just, like, entranced by him.
Mm.
I was like, you... are everything to me, and who are you, and when are we like hanging out next? And we haven't.
You know what the funny thing is? That's exactly what you said to me the first time we met.
Did I?
You said those words.
I did, huh?
Exactly to me.
Hmm.
Yep. That's how I remember it. All right. What do you got?
Okay, your number one mm-hmm. and your winner.
No surprise.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Emma Watson is different from everyone else on this list because I don't think she is as fun as the rest of them. Like, yeah. You're hanging out with Camilla, you're going to have a fun time doing anything.
Totally.
She's like the type that would be like, let's throw peanuts off the roof and watch them, like, watch people get hit on the head and it'll be hilarious. Yes. And Emma Watson will be like, no, like, we need to save the world.
Too silly.
Like, we need to, don't be silly. There's too much to do. Climate change. Wah. And so, so, I mean, climate change is a serious issue.
No,
I'm just saying that she doesn't seem like the type that could let loose enough for you. You need someone who's a little silly, and I don't get that vibe from her.
Yeah, in terms of a match, Camilla's the much better match. But Emma Watson.
A match.
But Emma Watson is charming. She's a feminist. I would call myself a feminist. Mm-hmm. She's got the English accent.
True.
Which I love the English accent. Anyway, Emma Watson.
Super smart.
Yeah.
She's Hermione Granger. Everybody loves her.
Yeah, totally.
So, yep.
Okay. And your last spot I have as Usher.
Oh, okay. So Usher was on my list, but I feel like he was like an honorary like placeholder. He's like the one that...
He's the one that got away.
He's the one that got away. He's been on my list since probably middle school.
Well, exactly. He's a two-day, he's an aughts superstar, and I just feel like he's been on that list for so long.
That dancing man.
I just know you, exactly. You love Usher. You love his dancing.
I do love Usher. He didn't make my list, though.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. The other ones that I thought are probably on a lot of people's lists that didn't make yours, I'm just going to mention them now. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp. I'm guessing none of those made your list, but I think they make a lot of other people's lists.
Yeah, I considered Brad Pitt just because here's the issue with Brad Pitt.
No issues.
Every person he dates, he's like a chameleon. He becomes that person. When he was with Gwyneth Paltrow, he was like very elegant and like snooty.
He's a real life Ann Perkins.
And when he was with, he was with Jennifer Aniston, he was like super beachy and laid back. And then when he got with Angelina, I feel like he finally kind of became who he really should be, which is like this philanthropist humanitarian type.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's kind of stuck with that a little bit. But I recently saw him do an interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, which I just loved because he just trolled him the entire time. And it just made me so happy because Leonardo DiCaprio seems like an absolute bore to hang out with. I feel like he and Emma Watson actually would be like a pretty good match.
That's a pretty good match.
Because they'd be like stressed out about the planet the whole time.
Yeah.
But he probably would have too big of an ego for her.
That's probably true.
Okay, I feel like I said to every single one of your people, like every man you mentioned, I was like, they're on my list, but that isn't true.
Yeah, no, you said that they should be on your list, but they weren't really on your list.
But
so
Jude
I'd love to
Law
hear your...
and Jared Leto and Hugh Jackman.
They were? Those were? Okay, so let me hear your official list.
Chris Evans.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
He kind of looks like you.
Ooh, yeah, I love you. Keep talking.
He is very good looking to me, and he's also really active on Twitter. And he's like a really good troll.
Mm.
He's like, he's a feminist. He is an environmentalist. He stands up for human rights and he hates Trump, which are like all the things that I agree with.
Yeah.
So he is on my list. He also seems super down to earth and nice. He dated, what's her name? Jenny Slate, the Mona Lisa Saperstein.
What?
Yeah, they were like engaged. There was like this whole thing. And
oh
I was
gosh.
Like, okay, like,
Mona Lisa.
Maybe there's a chance. Like, maybe we could get together someday. Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, I should have known Charlie
from
Hunnam.
From Sons of Anarchy. That was like a life-changing moment the second I saw his face. And then I kind of waffled on this one. Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
He might be a little bit too vanilla.
Sure. I definitely see the Chris Evans and Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Attraction.
Those two are, those are there. Tom, I don't know, but he seems like he probably has like a good sense of humor, like a dry sense of humor. I don't know that for sure.
Sure.
But he looks like he might.
Yeah. I think he would have a good sense of humor.
Yeah. Did you say that the Hemsworths make most people's lists?
Oh, no. I'm sure they do. I should have mentioned that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's the one that I always joke that Chris Hemsworth is your top crush, I feel like.
You always say that.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth. And I'm like, no, I think Chris Hemsworth is fine, but I don't
That's because you don't like the super, ends. Yeah, you know, like the super buff dudes.
Okay, so just real quick,
yeah,
the two dead guys, Heath Ledger.
Oh,
yeah. I was really into Heath Ledger for a while, and Paul Walker.
Okay, I
was really into Paul Walker's eyes. I also considered Paul Rudd, just because he's so funny.
Well, you put okay.
These are
for you
for consideration
yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
and then I thought of Tom Hardy, but I put not sure if he's a dick. So then I didn't want to include him.
Sure.
Because I wasn't sure. He kind of reminds me of Leo a little bit.
Mm, just takes him, yeah, yeah.
Takes himself maybe a little bit too seriously.
Yeah. Takes his craft too seriously.
Yes.
But hey, it pays off. I mean, it pays off for Leo for sure.
Yeah.
And then, I think for him too, so.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of the same. Because who's obsessed with both of them?
Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
I mean, when you're a director and you find a winning combination...
Those two have been in a lot of movies together,
yeah,
it feels
have.
Like.
Yeah, they have.
So I had two others that almost made your list.
That almost made my list.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe you'll hit some of my others.
One of them was Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie, she was in the top four.
Yes, she's a gem.
Yes.
And then Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot did not make it, but she is extremely beautiful.
She, yeah. She's also funny and nice.
Okay, so the other ones that didn't make it that you didn't bring up, that are on my list, but maybe you didn't bring up, that are runners-up, I've got Angelina Jolie, Keira Knightley, Emma Stone, and Natalie Dormer.
Emma Stone? But Natalie Dormer, how did I forget her?
Yeah, Natalie Dormer, that smirk, though.
You love Natalie Dormer.
Ooh,
I totally forgot about that.
Natalie Dormer.
It's funny because I was going through the Game of Thrones cast list in my mind.
Yeah.
And the only two that like even remotely popped out to me, I was like, Emilia Clarke. And then I was like, Sophie Turner. But I think you think Sophie Turner is funny.
I think Sophie
Turner
is
But I don't
is
think
funny.
You have a crush on her.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Natalie Dormer, I am so upset that I missed that.
Yeah, yeah. She's on there.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And then there is a one last person that didn't actually get brought up. But she's kind of what I would call the singer sister pack. It's the trifecta of the goody.
Who, Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, Camilla, and Selena.
See, I didn't know about Selena. I didn't know if she was too much of a baby face for you.
No. I like all three. But but in terms of crushing, I guess Camilla's more relevant right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we did a pretty good job.
I think so too.
Okay, so let me just recap.
Okay.
I said Emma Watson, Alexandra Daddario, Camila Cabello, Keira Knightley, and Naomi Scott. What is your actual list?
Emma Watson, Alexandra Daddario, the happy-go-lucky singing group of Taylor Swift, Camila, and Selena, and Margot Robbie. Those are my top four. And then my secondary four were Angelina, Keira, Emma Stone, and Natalie Dormer.
Okay, Natalie Dormer should be up there.
Okay, Natalie Dormer's number five.
Okay.
Yep, and then I said your four were Usher, Jared Leto, Hugh Jackman, Jude Law, and David Beckham.
Okay, and my real list is Chris Evans, Charlie Hunnam, Jared Leto, Hugh Jackman, Jude Law.
Nailed it.
No, I just want to say right here and right now to everyone that how dare all of you? Because not that many people have listened to the Crayola Crayons episode, and I have to say that is one of our best. And so it's really upsetting to me.
Well, I'm sure if people are listening right now, they probably listen to Crayola.
Do you think? Or do you think people are like, meh, that episode sounds stupid. I'm not going to listen to it.
Well.
I'm just telling you. It's time to listen to it because you people asked for this.
You people asked for this.
It was demanded.
It was demanded.
And I'm upset with the listenership
words.
At this point.
Mm. Great score!